John Reed goes batfuck insane. 16th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Simulator for UnNews. London, England. The British Prime Minister has officially confirmed that his Home Secretary, John Reed, is batfuck insane. I love batfuck insane. That is so funny. A state of national emergency has been declared until Mr. Reed is apprehended by professionals. Lethal force may be required. Do not panic. He may try to eat wheel clamps or break into your house and watch TV static for hours on end. Do not be alarmed. Instead, call the police and then be alarmed. Mr. Reed is believed to be hiding in the Hampstead Heath area. Health? Heath? I don't know. He may or may not have hostages, liquid explosives, and be planning to blow up 6 planes over the Atlantic. Quote, he's becoming the very thing he was trying to prevent, unquote, the Prime Minister explained. A warning has been broadcast on BBC television to homes in the area. London may need to be evacuated if the situation worsens. The first signs of batfuck craziness appeared last week. Mr. Reed took to sleeping upside down whilst hanging from a flagpole, supposedly in an effort to deter would-be assassins. Quote, damn those ninjas, unquote, he said. His colleagues attributed this strange behavior to overwork, as Mr. Reed had whipped himself up into a paranoid frenzy as he worked tirelessly to prevent the airliner bomb plot Holocaust, and had begun to see enemies everywhere. On a visit to Disneyland last Wednesday, Mr. Reed shot a man in a Mickey Mouse costume in the face, believing him to be Bin Laden's representative in Europe. Further indication of Mr. Reed's mentalist tendencies came at a press conference this morning after a meeting with EU ministers in London. During a heated argument with his personal assistant, he insisted his name was Jabberwocky Fuckbend, and his legs were made of glass. Mr. Reed sweated profusely throughout this outburst and blamed the whole thing on this blasted heat, before regaining his composure, saying he just needed a glass of water and some unvarnished marshmallows. Mr. Reed then sat down and began his speech. Quote, the world is faced by a form of intolerant and violent totalitarianism. This is subverting a religion, Islam, whose very name stands for Fuzzy Wuzzy Hat Bunnies and Peace. Sorry, war. Do not be alarmed by this, unquote. The Finnish Interior Minister then interrupted to complain of a strange, stale smell emanating from Mr. Reed. Closer inspection revealed Mr. Reed's pockets to be full of pickles. He tried to explain this by insisting that he had to get the bacon delivered and then go back and legislate at the mouth. Quote, my functions are devolving, unquote, he said, in an effort to calm increasingly worried security staff. Mr. Reed then drank from what appeared to be an invisible cup of tea before continuing his speech. Quote, there is a persistent and very real threat from terrorism. The threat is squawk, 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 unquote. This has been Reverend Zim with part one of a two-part John Reed story. Because UnNews is too cheap to let me upload files over 5 megabytes. Hey, I just work here.